And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero and Baja's East Cape. We're having a great time talking fishing in one of the most paradise places in the world. Plus, we're going to be giving away an amazing prize to one lucky caller today. You stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup is Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have Fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. This is probably the, I don't know what you would call it, the easiest show to talk about, because it is probably my favorite place in the whole world. Like, how difficult is it to talk about how great the ranch is?
Yeah,
it's
really.
Easiest thing ever.
And that's the thing. It's like, John, how many accolades do you get, like, daily when people come down there, right?
You know, yeah, we're really lucky at the ranch. The ranch is a special spot anyway. I knew when I found the property, you know, all I could do is when I building the hotel was compliment it. It's really, really a unique spot. It's like a park almost. In fact, it could be a park. And 90% of our clients, our repeaters, have come back for year after year after year, and it keeps us in business. I really, really appreciate it, and I get accolades daily, all day long.
Constantly, yeah.
Yeah, and it's.
Do you ever get tired of hearing the accolades?
I can't.
Of course not.
Come on. No, not at all. And then, you know, it just affirms it was, it's been a lot of work. It hasn't been easy to put the hotel together, and I kind of bucked the odds getting where I am right now. So, no, I appreciate it all, and I appreciate the support of everyone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's interesting because people will say, well, this is my secret spot, and I tell your friends, you know, tell them. And, no, no, this is my secret spot. I won't get my room next year. So, well, you want me to be here next year. So, but that's the most common. They don't want to tell their friends because they're afraid that we're gonna get overcrowded. And that never really seems to happen. We bump along normally through the course of the year about 80-85% occupancy. Nobody would be real honest about it, but that's about what we run in. And we send out an average, I'd say, of 10 to 12 boats a day.
Yeah. What are the prime months that people want to come?
They really, you know, it's spread out. It's interesting. It's changed over the years. March is a little slow, and then it really picks up April, May, June, July, August, September. October is a good month, and then it starts slowing in November, and then we close December 1st. And this will be the last year I think I close.
December 1st through
March.
March 1st, yeah. Because the wind blows in the East Cape sometimes.
Yeah, it does. It does. But the problem when it blows is it'll blow for 3 or 4 or 5 days in a row. Yeah. So it blanks out trips. And that, like I just mentioned earlier, I want everybody to come back. I want them to have a good experience. And whenever we get bad reviews and unhappy people, it's always during the winter, always during the windy time. You know, and that just creates not a fun trip. And then it reflects in our reviews and everything else. So I want everybody to have a great time. And again, everything we do is right now is water related. That's changing. There's a Robert Trent Jones golf course going in south of us, and it'll be done here in the next 6 months.
There's a Four Seasons going in. Just
yeah, the
south
Four Seasons.
Like within casting distance almost.
Yeah, real close.
I mean, what's a room at the Four Seasons going to run down there?
A couple grand a night, right? Yeah, so I think the comparison will be, people ask me, are you worried now that the Four Seasons that you're going to take the business? And I said, no, you know, we're $200 a night. They're $2,000 a night. And their food's not included over there.
And they're literally building $10 million houses all around it, too.
Yeah, actually, they're getting more than that for them.
Yeah.
I've
talked about it before, but Gary Barnes-Webb, your manager, took me down there last time I was down.
Stunning.
It was just jaw-dropping. Stunning. What's going on down
really?
There?
Well, they have lights, and they're working 24-7.
Yeah.
The thing that's nice about it, because it sounds like the area's getting overdeveloped, is Four Seasons historically is very, very low density. So they're on 1,500 acres, and I think they have 151 keys. That's 151 rooms. Beautiful common area clubhouse and everything. You should see it. It's, you know, a Four Seasons. It's gorgeous. But it's very, very low density. And there's actually another hotel, Aman Hotel, that I had never even heard of. That's like a 7-star, really, really high end, I guess like $5,000 a night. There's going to be 70 of those, 70 rooms of that mixed in or behind the Four Seasons or however it works. So, but it's very low density, high quality. It's a perfect neighbor for me if I have to. It was bound to happen.
You're going to take a neighbor, that's the one you want.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful area. And you basically share the same beach, but it's still, 3 miles down the beach? So
about
it's far enough away.
It's interesting because they do all their sales and all that, and they have a little, an old tolly craft, you know, an old mahogany wood boat that are real, with the inboards, you know, the runabouts that they used to have. And they use that for their potential clients and all that. And guess where they come? The snorkel.
Exactly.
They bring them right up in front of the hotel and drop them right up on our reef in front. And that's where they get their diving experience. So
how's that going to change Rancho Leonero?
I don't think it'll change it much because it's so low density. It's not. It's just not going to be a factor. Those people aren't fishing either. Most of those people are not fishing.
Yeah.
And I just don't think it. Like I say, if I could have any neighbor, I could have had a Hyatt next door with 1,000 rooms, you know, and then really been screwed. So.
Yeah. Well, that's it. And it could have turned into a Cabo San Lucas, which nobody wants that.
No, and I think they're trying to do the lower density, higher end on the East Cape, and I'm hoping that works. You know,
so far, so good,
yeah,
right?
So far, so good. Now, like I say, it's just a matter of time before the area does get developed, and these are great neighbors to have. Well, keep our fingers crossed. It's pretty amazing to watch all the money and everything that's going into that. It's a real eye-opener. For Jennifer, my wife's going to love it because they have a huge spa there, you know.
Oh, yeah. So, you know what always boggles my mind, John, in visiting Los Barriles and the East Cape area and Rancho Leonero, is the high season is December through March for East. Oh, I mean, all the people that own houses.
The snowbirds.
The snowbirds all come to town.
You told me
that
just
period.
Last year, and I almost didn't believe you. Like, how like, how did that be a thing?
Well, Chris Moyer, the smokehouse, that's his mantra. You know, he hates it. He wears two hats. Of course, he's got the freezer and he does the fish processing, but he's also got a little restaurant there. It's the Smokies, you know. So during his high time for his fish house, when he's processing fish, of course, is a busy time for the hotels, which is March through November. Well, that's pretty much the slow time for the snowbirds. They come down regardless of the wind over the winter. So the town is, Los Perales and Buena Vista, is full.
It's hopping.
All winter.
It's crazy.
I mean, hopping, jammed. The restaurants, everything is jammed.
Yeah. A lot of the restaurants close down when we're down there.
That's crazy to me.
It's unique. Our seasons, our hotel seasons, and that includes the Van Wormers, myself, and Buena Vista, it's completely different from Pablo, San Lucas, and even in town.
Yeah. You know, funny.
We're about the fishing.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's when we're open, is when the fishing's good.
Yeah, and the cool thing is, too, is that right now there's some great airfares on Alaska Airlines.
Yeah, there are.
There's lots of competition, so the airfares are staying down. I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. Everybody's weather conscious now, so there's not quite as many people coming down. And everybody's we've had a few cancellations for storms that normally, if it had been last year, people would not have paid attention at all. This year, because of everything that's going on in the East Coast, understandably so, everybody's real, real weather conscious. So this one that's going by now, Norma, is burnt out. It's way out on the Pacific. We're not even going to get any rain from it. But we're hoping that this is going to be the last storm for us through the coming year.
But getting late in the season.
Like I say, it's because of the weather and all that. There are. Everybody is cautious about traveling, so there are lots of seats. And I'll tell you, really, we haven't touched on it, but the fishing this year has been off the board. Our best year in
so
20
cool.
years.
Dan Walsh, who's a regular at Rancho Lanier, I think he said it was his 18th trip, annual trip down there in September, said that he hooked a couple giant tuna that on Lightline that he fought for a couple hours.
Oh, wow.
You know, Santos said they were well over 100 pounds. They'd never gotten them to the boat. But he said it was just off the charts good for marlin, for dorado, for rooster fish. He said that everything was biting. And the Wachinango fishing, where did all that come from?
The most encouraging is the dorado. I'm seeing so many dorado around after such a dry spell. We've had, you know, 5 or 6 years and no dorado. Literally very, very, very few to see them around. And the Wachinangos. Like I say, this has been if you get on our website, look at this, not just the Wachinangos, the Pargo, the Barred Pargo, and then in particular the Dogtooth Snapper. That's the Cabrera Snapper for East Coasters. Giant fish. I mean, these are about as big as you're going to be able to pull up.
Are the ones you see in Costa Rica and Panama and stuff, that size.
Yeah.
Giants.
Giant. And you know, you need a sand bottom or something. They got to catch them over a sand bottom because if there's any rock or structure, they're in there and they're sideways, and they're going to break you off for sure. So it's an odd fish, but we're seeing 40-pounders.
Yeah. So, Ricky, guess what they're catching the Wachinango? What lure are they catching in the Wachinango?
I'm going to make my guess. Flatfall.
How'd you know?
Because everything
bites
a flatfall.
I know. Dan said that they were just killing it.
I believe it. I totally believe. That's like the perfect thing for them. And it's a really good jig to fishing structure like that because you don't hang it up. Like, I totally
believe
that.
They eat it on the sink.
Yeah, perfect.
And that's what...
Yeah, the
somebody,
one that goes, yeah.
Yeah, somebody just gave me one and said, try this down there.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Everything
eats it.
Even hammerheads.
Really?
Even hammerheads, yeah.
He took a hammerhead the other day on one.
Yeah. How about that?
Okay, well, I'm going to take it down with
me. Definitely. So tell us about the ranch. How, you know, those of our listeners that may not be familiar with the ranch.
Well, the ranch is really not a large hotel. It's 34 rooms, and it's spread on a lot of property. We've got literally 2 miles of beachfront. The hotel's dead set in the middle. And one of the most important things is on the East Cape, we're really the only secure one entrance in, one entrance out development and hotel. So we've got very, very good security. It's very, even when the hotel's full, it's very, very low density because of all the property. When I got the property, I had, of course, I was land rich and cash poor. So when I built the rooms, you know, I spread everything out. I had plenty of land to build on. And what I've tried to do is I've tried to keep it old Mexican style, the old style of all the old Rancho Buena Vista, the Queen of the East Cape, where the fishermen came down with that same ambiance where the meals are still included. And it's very intimate atmosphere. Everybody gets to know everybody. Same bartenders, gosh, the mean tenure of my employees is 24 years, believe it or not.
That is
average,
unbelievable.
The average tenure.
24 years.
Yeah, isn't that something? So they know everybody. I mean, they like the letter you got. They remember your name. You know, after you tell them your room number once or twice, when you're at the bar, you don't even have to tell them your room number anymore. They take care of your drinks and know where to put it and everything. But they know everyone by name. It's very, very intimate, very different. And it's the Mexicans themselves. I think the highest accolade is the Mexicans themselves love it. All the politicians, all the managers of all the hotels in Cabo and all that were their vacation. They come over.
Oh yeah,
for their getaway. Because it's unique. It's the last. You will not find another hotel like it, certainly in Baja. It's just like the ranch, private with its own beach, with its own reef right in front like it is, and small and intimate. It's unique. And like I say, with the palapa roofs, it's old Mexican stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Paradise.
But you've made it so much better than years past. You know, the right air conditioners, the right
everything,
facilities,
everything.
The food is amazing there.
You don't give up a
facility.
Thing.
No.
You know, here's the trick. Here's the thing. You know how food always tastes better when you're camping out, when you're barbecuing and everything? Well, I try to give you that ambiance at the ranch, but you don't give up anything. I mean, I spent $1,100 a piece on all the beds. We've got Serta pillow top beds in there.
Yeah.
You know, we've got good air conditioners, not Carrier air conditioners with thermostats. I put in stuff that you don't see. I put in a complete new laundry, so all of our beds, we have nice big fluffy towels.
Oh yeah, no,
and good
not
bedding,
cheapo towels.
And good bedding, yeah. And yeah. Just the little stuff you don't see. Yeah, we're always after it. Last year we did the bathrooms in rooms 1 through 12. Yeah, I'm doing the landscaping around the front. I don't know whether you noticed, but we put a new shower down below. It's always ongoing. It's fun stuff too.
It's almost
I enjoy it.
It's almost like the things that you don't necessarily notice are the things that are the most important, because you'll notice them if they're not right, but you don't when they're perfect.
Exactly, and you know it's interesting too. When the fishing's great, you can get away with anything. You know, people are happy. But but when the fishing is not so good, you better have your program wrapped pretty tight, because they're gonna find the cracks if they can. And we work hard at it. Like I say, you just really don't. The showers, we got good warm, you know, hot water, good water. Actually, our water system's unique down there. You know, you can only place that you can really drink from the tap, but our own enclosed water system. And you know, it's during these storms, it's always interesting for me, because we're hopping ready to go after these storms. We have our own generators. We have our own water systems. We're not dependent on municipality for any of our infrastructure, water, power, sewers, all of that. We've got done. So we're ready. The next day after these storms, like Odil came through, right? And we had broke a couple windows, and that was about it. And we were ready to go the next day.
Yeah.
Airport was closed for a month. You know?
Yeah.
So we're sitting there, everybody's chomping at the bit. All the employees went home. Come on, guys. You know, because we've been there so long, and none of that was available to us in the beginning. So we are independent.
Yeah, that's so cool. It's such a wonderful place to visit. And as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Talk to John about one of the paradise places of our world here, and it's right in our own backyard.
The backyard part is the thing, too, that I think we often overlook how easy it is to get to the ranch. I mean, right now, like as we're sitting here, all listening to Let's Talk Hookup, you could throw a backpack full of board shorts and T-shirts together, hop on a plane, and be sipping a margarita at the bar
before
lunchtime. Yeah, we do it all the time.
Yeah,
it's going to be a great show and so much fun stuff to talk about today. So excited to have John in here. And like John was saying, we haven't even scratched the surface on the fishing this year, because the fishing in the East Cape, you know, Pete's been saying a bunch of times that it's back. It's not back. It's back, and it's better than it was before.
Yeah.
I mean, there is some fantastic fishing to be had. So much great stuff to talk about, and we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, your chance to talk to John, talk some fishing with us, there's two ways that you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. And first is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858 877-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, and that toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. And not only are we talking all kinds of great fishing, really good catch reports coming up in the show, not only are we talking about one of my favorite places in the whole world at Rancho Leonero, we are giving away such a killer prize today for one lucky caller, and that is a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This particular one is the Haleakala. I just got a pair of these things. I think they're the lightest pair of sunglasses I've ever had.
Amazing.
But they're not. But there's no sacrifice to them. I like a little bit larger style of sunglasses. I like a bigger square frame. I like some wraparound. You know, I like fisherman glasses that block everything out. And usually with big glasses comes a little bit heavier thing. These Haleakalas are so light. You swear you don't even know you have them on.
That Maui Pure lens is just amazing.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. The quality is everything that Maui Jim always is, perfection, but there's no weight to them. This is a gray fade frame. It's the Maui HT lens, which I know we both raved so much about. This is such a good pair of Maui Jims. We're really excited to get to give this one away. Again, it's the Haleakala, and that's going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. So if you want to get your chance to talk to John and your opportunity to win the best pair of glasses on the water in Maui Jim, 858-457-1090. That's the local number, or toll free 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. So much great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, I'm Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking Center, and I want to tell you about our newest best-selling kayak, the new Hobie I-11S. The thing is an inflatable kayak, but this thing has all the advantages of an inflatable kayak with no sacrifice in performance. It's super wide, and it's super stable. It's shaped like a stand-up paddleboard. It just skims across the water, making it one of our fastest kayaks, and it rolls easily back into its bag. That's right, easily. It's so quick and easy to use, it's become my go-to fishing kayak. My mom and dad just threw a couple in the car and drove up to Mammoth Lakes for a few days and caught a whole bunch of trout. This kayak solves so many problems for so many people. No roof racks needed, no storage in the garage, throw it in a closet, throw it in the back of your car. Most importantly, come down and try this new kayak out. You won't believe how well it works. We do demos every day at our shop right on the water in Mission Bay, and we'd be happy to take you out on it. So call the shop at 619-222-0766 to schedule a demo. Or check us out on the web at fastlanekayaking.com.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com. For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are definitely getting packed up. If you want to get an opportunity to get through right now, I would give us a call on our toll-free number, 877-792-1090. Local lines all packed up right now, but 877-792-1090. That's your shot to get through and talk to John.
Because that's the only line available right
exactly.
now.
Exactly, yeah, the other
that's
one's
it.
Totally packed
They're
up.
All full. So I'll tell you what, congratulations to our email blast winner of the week. They're going to win a three-quarter day trip on the San Diego
nice.
Out of C4 Sport Fishing. If you're on our email list, you're eligible every week for a prize. If you're not, you better get on it.
Go
to the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com, and just click on the little thing that says subscribe to our newsletter. We send it out every other week. Bill Varney does a great job of putting together, you know, little tips and techniques and ideas, and tell you about what's going on with our trips and our guests and all that kind of stuff. Just every other week deal, twice a month we do it. And the email list, is the beginning of it is G21024. If you have that, you're going to get an email from me this week, and we'll send you that three-quarter day trip. And so get on it. If you're not on our email list, get on it, and you have a chance to win a great prize next week. Just for being on our email list.
That's awesome.
How about that?
Well, it sounds good.
I guess
to me.
I better do it.
Yeah, you better. Talk about a three-quarter day trip on the San Diego. You sign me up for that anytime.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, the phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to John. And we're going to start it off this morning with Matt, who's calling us from Newport Beach. Matt, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Matt.
I have kind of a two-part question. John, you briefly touched on closing in or being open in December and January. That's the only months I can really get off of work. And then how hard is it for someone to retire down there in Baja?
You know, I'll do the retirement first. We'll touch on that. If you've got a good living in the United States, from the United States, it's a great place to retire. If you're going to go down and try to make a living and retire down there, it's not a great place. So, but if you're 100% retired and you've got a good steady income from the United States, it costs a lot less to live down there, in particular in our area. And once you get settled, it's a very reasonable living, and it's nice. There's quite an American community just right on the East Cape. There's well over 1,000 full-time Americans living in that area, so it's quite a unique little community. That's a good one. Yeah, you know.
And close to home. To get back to the United States, you're an hour and 45 minutes away.
What always attracted me about the ranch is I had a home on Kauai for years, and it was being on an island and being able to drive from the ranch to San Diego means a lot for whatever reason. I got rock fever on Kauai, but I've never got rock fever at the ranch.
Yeah.
Because you always have a way out. Anyway,
the other thing, too, about the difference between that, the Mexican locals, though, the real Mexicans, are
so much
better.
They're so nice.
Oh, my gosh. They're just great people.
They're nice, gentle people, and they're historically, they're closer to us as Americans because their lines of communication, transportation, everything, we're with the mainland coming north and south on the Baja. The Mexican federal government just started showing interest in Baja in the late 80s. Or maybe mid 80s. Otherwise, it was just all locals, and so the locals actually prefer Americans to mainland Mexicans, and it's true. They're a different breed. They're just much nicer, quieter, gentler bunch of people, and we're lucky at the ranch because that's where all our employee pool comes from. But they're wonderful people. Beginning back to December and January, this is our last year. I promise next year we will be open. Like I say, everything that we do now is water related, and I'd hate to have you come down and then get blown out and have a windy vacation.
But if you wanted to go this January and December, January, February, Palmas de Cortez would be an option.
Palmas is open, and I must say about Palmas, here's the deal with the ranch. The ranch is more exposed as well. We're out on a point, and it works for us that during the, like this time of year, we're honestly 10 or 15 degrees cooler than Los Perillas because we're out on a point surrounded by the water, and that keeps us much cooler. But it kind of works against us in the winter. We face into the wind, and so we catch more wind than Palmas
well. But you're only 7 miles away.
Yeah, we're only 7 miles away. But their lead, they're back deeper in the in Palmas Bay there.
Yeah,
and they're more lead from that wind, that north wind. That
still goes, windy.
It's windy.
Yeah, no doubt.
And you're fishing the same water. You're going to go out into the same water.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you say, next year, I promise you, we'll be open, and if we can't fish you, if you're a golfer, we'll send you out golfing.
That's the thing. Dallas and I were literally talking about it this morning, you know, when we knew that John were on, and I know, I'm as hardcore fishing as they come. Fishing is my favorite thing in the world to do, but there is so much other fun stuff to do at the ranch, one of them being nothing. Like, one of them, you know, it's the best place in the world to do nothing, but there's all the things, the snorkeling and ATVs and all the things that you can do while you're staying at the ranch that... I mean, I'm a fishing guy first, and if there's good fishing to be had, you better believe I'm gonna be out there. But if it's windy or if it's not, there are so many other things that are awesome to do at the ranch.
Yeah, for sure.
If the wind were blowing, the quads
are always big. You know,
yeah. If I had the wind blowing, it would almost be like, okay, cool, I've got a legitimate excuse to get to go do all those things.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad about not fishing
don't have to go out.
Exactly.
It's funny because Pete just got a letter from a guest that was down in. Talking about what a great time they had, and it was during Lydia when they couldn't go out fishing, but they were in the bar with all the other guests, and they had a great time.
Yeah.
So they gave us what a great time they had, and they did end up fishing at the end,
thanks a lot for the call, Matt.
Yeah,
appreciate
Matt.
That
Thank
very
you.
Much. Let's head down to Rancho Llano right now. Gary Barnes Webb's on the line. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, guys. I was just listening to your conversation, you know. That's, as you say, there's plenty to do. Well, I'm down here looking at the Storm Norma passing by in front of us, and the sea's a sheet of glass, and I've got blue sky above us. So that didn't happen. I think we've dodged another one here. So it's a beautiful, beautiful sunny day right now, not a breath of wind.
Wow.
So we're all in the clear.
Sounds so
anyway,
cool.
Getting back to the fishing, it's been a crazy, crazy week. I mean, we've just had amazing tuna fishing all week. Mostly the boats have been heading north off Pescadero. There's an incredible tuna bite over there. I mean, the guys are just limiting, you know, early in the morning, coming in early and dropping off their catch. Mixed in there are Dorado as well, good-sized fish, you know, up in the mid-20s. So you can really get your cooler food in a very short time at the moment. It's been amazing, absolutely amazing bite. Other stuff, the marlin bite, I have to say, has been a little slower. You know, I don't know why. Maybe it's just because not many of our guys are looking for marlin, and there's very light pressure. But very few marlin flags that I've been seeing this week. Other tuna were found down near the Iman Bank there south of Frailes. The guys that took that trip, it's kind of a long boat ride, but they were also rewarded with a few wahoo down there, which we didn't get up this way. The other anglers were working the reef off La Rivera. That was really good Wachinango bite, you know, those bright red, big red snapper. I mean, delicious eating. A lot of those on the offer. Most of those were taken on jigs, bouncing iron off the bottom. There was also pargo in there and cabrilla. The inshore as well is a little bit of bad news. You know, the water's still a little murky inshore from the weather we had from Storm Lydia. So not many guys have been working the inshore. There's a lot of debris inshore, and the water's a little murky. So the rooster bite was probably not what it normally is this time of year. But with all the debris out there, you know, you can find your own fish pretty much all over the bay. All in all, I mean, excellent. The weather, the water temperature's down to a manageable temperature, you know, mid-80s. Which is always peak for us. The weather's beautiful. It seems to have cooled down, not quite as humid as it was before the storm. And, of course, with no Norma, we're in the clear again.
Yeah.
And that about sums up the week.
Time to come down to Rancho Llano. Now, get on a plane right now.
Yeah.
Get down there.
And I got to have to mention, everybody is weather conscious, and it's understandable seeing what's happened on the East Coast and all that. So
but you said people basically ruined their whole vacation by being too much of a weather watcher. They had cancellations.
We had a number of cancellations for Norma. Because everybody, I mean, like I say, last year, nobody would have even paid much attention.
And that storm's gone.
This year, yeah. And hopefully it's the last one.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's we have it over the course of a year, you don't see it, but Norma's N, right? So we've gone A through N in the alphabet, and the last two are the first you've even heard about.
Yeah.
So there's a lot that happened way down south and outside.
Let's see, there's a flight this afternoon we could get.
Don't threaten me with a good time. I'm there. I'm with you.
Hey, Gary.
That good fishing sure helps, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every report I've been getting here for the last 2-3 months, just people coming back raving about how great the fishing's been.
Yeah, Dan Walsh was talking about it too, Gary. What a great trip they had, catching bunches.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, and my friend Steve Pazel was down there while Dan was down there, and he was only there for 2 days. They fished for 2 days and just raved about how great the fishing was, how much fun they had, and
great getaway with his kid.
Gary, we sure appreciate the report, and you know, and when the wind blows in January or February, you can go golfing with Gary, right?
Well, you can also watch the Los Angeles Chargers, you know what I mean?
Oh, come on, Gary.
Gary.
Yeah, we lost you there.
All that goodwill. There goes all the goodwill, Gary. Thanks.
I don't know what happened. We lost you.
I had to slip that in, though, guys, I'm afraid.
Holy moly.
Oh, that hurts.
Give us a break. You don't know. That's a sensitive subject.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Gary. Well, anyway, if somebody wants to come down to Rancho Leonero, how do we find you?
Well, I always urge everyone to log on to the website, www.RanchoLeonero. You can also check out the fish photo galleries there, too, and see what the guys are catching. That'll always whet your appetite. And, of course, our 800 number, 646-2252.
All right.
I'm sure Pam, Olivia, or Jeannie will sign you up.
Very good. All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you real soon. Look forward to seeing
you. Okay, guys.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. They are packed up. Let's talk to Carrie, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Carrie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi. Thank you.
Good morning, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your question?
So Gary kind of touched on this, that the shore fishing isn't so great right now. My husband and I, along with a couple of friends, are actually heading down to Rancho Leonero next week and wanted to do some shore fishing along the way.
That'll be cool.
Do you anticipate it?
Yeah, it'll be cleaned up by next week.
Okay,
Lydia was cleaned up. Yeah, Lydia was a week and a half ago, and yeah.
And it was just because of the rain coming out of the arroyos.
Yeah, the arroyos open and mud and stuff comes out. But Lydia was a good 2 weeks ago, and another week for sure it's going to be clear. I promise. I'll be down there.
Look forward to seeing you. What do you recommend bringing as far as rods for shore fishing?
Well, you know, you don't have to, because we've got nice Shimano spin casting rigs that are ready to go there, available to you. If you do bring down beach stuff, you know, 12 to 20 pound test, something that you can cast.
Crocodiles
are deadly. Yeah, they sure are. Surface poppers, a lot of surface action. They seem to work real well. I'm trying to think of what they've been using lately. What was the lure you were just talking about?
The flatfall.
Yeah, but
that probably not standing on the shore. Are you talking about?
Not off that sound. Yeah. It wouldn't be off the beach.
Yeah, but that would be for more deeper water.
But I'll tell you. Or off the kayak as well.
I'll tell
you what would probably be good are those, you know, any of that small Rapala, you know, jerkbait. They're making so much of that, you know. In the old days, we really couldn't fish that because they were all those floating lures. You just couldn't get any distance casting. But now they have those ball-bearing, suspending things like the Rapala X-Wraps and, like, I think they call one a Slash Wrap. You know, they have all those hard jerk baits now that have those ball bearings, so they assist in casting. And all that reef fish, that Colt Sniper stick bait, like all of that, you know, minnow-style bait that the guys are fishing now for halibut and spot fin croaker and stuff like that up here, I think that stuff would crush it down in these.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Also, there is a bait available. There's squid available we have for you, and they're catching so many fish. If you go to the cleaning table and take some of the chunks, the belly strips off the tuna, There's no substitute for real meat for them. They really go for it off the
guys will take
sure.
care of the filet. That's a good idea.
And the water will be clear for sure, Kerry.
You gave a good tip, too, a while ago, John. Said if you just want to go down and catch fish down there, to fish real small hooks, because there's so many reef fish that have...
Big reef fish, small mouth.
Yeah. I always thought that was a really good tip.
And they pull hard.
In particular, triggies.
Yeah.
Trigger fish, coochies, they call them, little piggies.
And then you have them ceviche it up.
Ooh, oh, boy, they're good. And you know, there's some big ones. They catch them pretty frequently where you can actually get a filet off.
Yeah.
Cook the filet in there. Wonderful white meat there.
Kerry, have a great time at Rancho Leonero. Thanks a lot for the call,
Kerry,
this morning. Let's go live to the searcher. Captain Art Taylor's on the line. Good morning, Art.
Hey, good morning, Pete. How's everything going there?
Everything's terrific. How's the fishing on the searcher?
Well, we just had an excellent trip here. We're working north. You know, classic fall fishing, Pete, where you got a chance for a quality yellowfin tuna and a nice-sized yellowtail and some Dorado mixed in and, of course, a few wahoos. So that's exciting. There seems to be more and more wahoo filtering in here and our traditional areas there for fall fishing. And we got some room on some upcoming trips there, those ultra-limited load trips. I got some room, but it's just been, it's good fishing, fall fishing, traditional zones, and I think that the prospects for the rest of this month and October and November look really, really good.
Oh, that's fantastic news. Now, what was the grade of your yellowfin down below there, Art?
Well, you know, we got on a school yesterday afternoon, and it was all 18 to 40 pounds, and those 40-pound yellowfin tuna are fun to catch, and just a beautiful grade of fish. It's exciting.
Nice.
Lots of fun. Lots of action.
Yeah, indeed. And the thing we talk about this time of the year is the variety. How many day trip are you coming off of, Art?
Well, this is a 6-day trip. We made the long run down there, and just for a couple days fishing, and we're going to fish a little bit on the coast here this afternoon for some yellows. But we got 6 and 7 day trips, and that's enough time to make it down there and get in on some of that great action. Action. Something pulling on your line all the time there. And, you know, we're releasing a bunch of that smaller yellowfin tuna and small yellowtail. And so there's just a ton of action. It's a lot of fun.
So plenty of fish to catch in so many different locales. Sounds like fun. So tell us, on those ultra-limited load trips, how many people do you take on the searcher?
We take 14. Everybody gets their own cabin. And, wow, they're just, it's a very laid-back atmosphere with that many people, and there's so much room at the rail, and they're just great trips.
Wow.
We do have some room on a couple of those coming up.
Fantastic. Well, if somebody wants to come, how do we do that, Art?
Well, you can call Celia at 619-226-2403, or you can visit the website at searchersportfishing.com. And, Pete, our 2018 schedule should be up on the website here any day, so if somebody's looking to get ahead of the game and book a spot for next year, that they can do that directly online at searchersportfishing.com.
Very good.
Awesome.
Captain Art Taylor, live from the searcher. Congratulations on the great 6-day trip, and look forward to many, many more. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice, where Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Tell them I'm sick. Got some serious.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bay tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
When it comes to tackle storage, it's got to be Flambeau. Built to fish, built to last. Check out these new products designed just for anglers. The two new HD series hard cases with thick customizable foam to protect your electronics when not in use. While the new HD series tough boxes provide heavy-duty waterproof protection, clear lids and O-ring seals keep water out while letting you see in. Flambeau's patented Z-Rust provides additional protection against rust and corrosion, keeping your valuables safe. For travel, protect your rods with a tough Bazooka rod carrier. Available at Turner's Outdoorsman and other fine tackle retailers.
All right, time to talk about great product from Shimano, and I'll tell you what a great combo. The Tranx 400 and the Terramar rod.
Oh, that's it.
Perfect. Oh, my gosh. For fishing these small yellowfin tuna yes. on the Colt Sniper?
I got a chance to fish on the field research with Pete this week, and that was exactly the combo that I had. I had a Tranx 400, I had 65-pound Power Pro Super Slick, a Terramar 8-foot medium-heavy, you know, conventional-style rod with a trigger seat. It was so perfect. You could cast a Colt Sniper a mile, plenty of backbone for dealing with school-sized tuna, comfortable reel that fits in your hand, high power, high torque. It's perfect.
Yeah. Pretty awesome, and you put on a clinic with that thing.
That's cool.
And then what was impressive, too, is when you handed it off to somebody else. Here, try this.
Yeah.
Everybody's just blown away at that Tranx 400.
Yep.
The power, the castability, everything. If you don't own a Tranx 400, head to the Shimano dealer right now and get one.
New technology makes your job so much easier. They're easier to cast, they cast farther, and it's physically easier to wind a fish in with it. That new Tranx is the best ever.
Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, time for the catch report.
You got it, bro. Let's find out what's biting out there today. It's sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest charts before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information. Let's start it off up at Dana Wars Port Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great.
Good morning.
Some good fishing going on.
Man. Saw your video, Pete. Looked like you guys had a good time out on the boat this week, huh?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, we have fun.
Holy cow, biting. We need some of that fish up here in a big way.
They're coming.
No doubt about it.
They're hungry.
Well, I hope you're right. It sure looks like they're wanting to bite here. So for us, you know, this week, our sector, it was a little up and down. You know, our water temps fluctuated a bit. We had some days where it was in the low 60s, and, you know, by the end of the day, it was up to like 67, 68. So that stuff. Couple days, you know, that really did slow things down a little bit for us. The half day and three quarter day trips this week were we're pretty much focused along the kelp lines and on the beach there. The calico bass fishing, as you can imagine, with that water temperature was day to day, certainly dependent on that surface temp. Some standout fish though on the fly line sardines, but definitely saw things tighten up a tiny bit this week. Certainly, you know, in the weeks past, it's been, you know, get a bait on, get it in the water and catch a fish. Certainly this week, you know, you need a little bit more skill, a little bit more know-how to get the bites this week. But, you know, it was a day-to-day type thing. A lot of our passengers, too, when things kind of slow down like this, they'll bring their own shrimp or their own clam. They'll focus on catching some nice sheephead and stuff like that off the bottom as well. So it's kind of what we saw on the coast here for our half and three-quarter days. Off the beach, however, though, over at San Clemente Island, the Fury's been knocking the socks off those yellowtail over there. Phenomenal fishing continued for him over there multiple days this week. Scores like 110 fish one day, 70, 80 fish the next day. It's mixed fish over there, some smaller 8, 10-pound grade, and with plenty, though, in that 15 to 25-pound range as well. I'd say the fly line sardine probably fished the best, but plenty of guys catch them on the surface iron too. So, you know, the fish haven't been line shy, so the guys have been able to fish a little bit heavier line to make sure they can get those things to the boat. Certainly the sea line's a little bit of an issue from day to day over there as well, but, man, he's got a really, really good week. I think he has an open party trip on Tuesday or Monday night for Tuesday. It may already be full, but it certainly wouldn't hurt to call the landing and check on that. But, you know, that's it. That's a quick wrap for us. So hopefully, you know, we see a little bit. We did have some boats out offshore looking around this week, too, and just – there's lots of bait out there, but there's nothing on it. So we're hoping to see a little bit of that stuff spin around and make its way up this way. So that's it for me. Give the landing a call, please. If you want to hop on a trip, the phone number here is 949-496-5794. Check us out on the web as well at danawharf.com. And always, you know, we remind you to use that discount code that you can find on our banner ad right there on the front of the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. Save a few bucks on one of these local trips. So.
Really no reason for that fish not to be making it up your way. I mean, that it's definitely on a slight northerly push, and it sounds like the conditions are perfect for it right off of Dana. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised for that stuff to just come marching right up into your backyard and everybody be busy, Willie.
Well, I can tell you, we've got, you know, the sonars are tuned up, or we got beautiful bait, we're ready. So, you know, it's just a matter of that stuff wanting to swim around and get. I mean, it sounds like it's really comfortable down there, so hopefully we get some of that stuff up this direction.
It's very hungry. When it makes its way your way, you guys take full advantage, no doubt about that. Well, Willie, great job. We appreciate that, as always, and we'll look forward to another great report next week.
Super, guys. Thanks for the time. We'll see you later.
All right. Thanks, Willie. Appreciate that.
And we're going to, hopefully, that Gundy will be calling in here, but that for now is our wrap on the Catch Report.
You got it. Again, sponsored by Scorpion Sport Fishing, featuring two of the best boats on the East Cape, a 35-foot Cabo Yachts, the El Regalo, and the 26-foot twin outboard center console, the Scorpion. They also offer beach fishing, and the professionals at Scorpion Sport Fishing are equipped and determined to make your fishing dreams come true. Check scorpionsportfishing.com for the finest private charters in the East Cape.
I know you work with Matt at Scorpion Sport Fishing.
You do?
And what a great operation he runs.
Yeah, he does.
Sure does. I love that Scorpion, that twin outboard, like super-duper ponga that he has.
He's a fly guy as well, yeah. Matt is. And
he does conventionals, too.
Yeah. He does conventional as well, but he does a lot of fly. I guess he's a great fly fisherman.
Yeah.
And that Scorpion... most of the time they're used with fly fishermen, and then Regalo, they take the conventional.
Well, that's super comfortable. Which is a 35-foot Cabo.
Another nice.
Bar. Yeah. So
the quality of the boats in the area over the last 5 years has improved markedly on these.
Yeah.
Cases, no doubt about that.
No question.
Would that the marina help that?
Yeah. Yeah. You get bigger boats, more quality boats. They can tuck inside the.
By the way, the marina entrance was closed. They're just opening it up. Gary guarantees me. Gary's working over there as well. That they're dredging it out now, and we'll be able to get our boats. I have two boats in there now, and they've been stuck in there.
Because it's silted up, right?
Yeah, it's silted up, and they have a nice dredge, and they're working on it. They should be done by this afternoon.
Good.
Yeah. But the marina, like I say, has made a big difference in the quality of the boats in the area now, because people aren't forced to use just trailerable boats.
And the marina is just 2 miles away from Rancho Lanero.
Yeah, just right down there.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome.
Throw a rock, almost.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's continue on with our catch report. We're going to talk to the surf guru himself. Gundy Gunderson is on the line with our surf fishing report. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen? Hey, John.
Hey, Gundy. How you doing, buddy?
Been some nice rooster fishing here lately, huh?
Yeah, you know, it was. It's kind of dropped off a little bit. Water inside's dirty since Lydia's.
As soon
as it cleans back up, it's been, I think, probably our best rooster fish here, which is saying a lot because we've had some pretty good ones. But big hogs this year, yeah. Come on down.
Yeah, for a guy who likes it inside, there is no better fish than that one, I tell you.
No. And they're around. They've kind of changed a little bit. They're on they tend to be in a little deeper water on that first drop off, you know, maybe 50 yards off the beach. I don't know what it is, but that's where the big hogs are. But gosh, bunches of them. Come on down, buddy. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I will. That's fantastic. Hey, we had some great surf fishing this week. You know, we're seeing, you know, I've been talking about this, Pete. We're seeing like a little cooling, like a more typical winter. And up north, we've had some of that. And we've had a little bit of temperature jump, but it hasn't really affected the Corbina, that's for sure. But we're seeing a little bit improved halibut bite up north, a few perch. We'll start up there in Santa Barbara. Cooling water brought lots of bait inside, and their halibut bite perked up there. Some of the usual spots were kicking out fish, East Beach, Graveyards, Goleta, the sandbar there. sexy smelt pattern flash minnows were hot, they tell me at the shop there. The perch bite's also been improving with easy limits. Wiley's reported big influx of juvenile white sea bass, and that's kind of interesting. We haven't seen those shorter sea bass inside the kelp edges on the rocky edges. So that's another sign of a more typical here season we have. Mostly shorts, you know, but there have been a few legals in there. And then the corbina bite's still good through that whole Malibu area. 2-pound class fish reported. Just fishing down south there reported good corbina action. Torrance, Manhattan, they had a handful of striped bass up to 8 pounds also along the stretch. Big fish reported good corbina fishing this week. All along the stretch, the smaller ones biting better, but there was a 2-2 and a 2-4 reported over the weekend here. Ghost shrimp is what the guys were using there, and that's something you see on these late-season corbina, sometimes more exotic baits, or you kind of, you know, innkeeper worms, ghost shrimp, lugworms, bloodworms. It's kind of good to experiment this time of year. They do show a liking. 3-pound, 2-ounce, big fish there. Hogan's reported best corbina action's been from the pier to state park there. Screening for soft shells is what those guys have been doing, using a screen and picking out the soft ones and putting them in your pocket. Pacific Coast reported Oceanside to South Carlsbad's been the best corbina action there. 3-pound class fish reported, sand crabs, mussel, ghost shrimp. So you're seeing some of those other baits working. And then finally, Blue Water reported 2 striped bass taking at Dog Beach in there. The first fish was 21 inches, I'd say maybe 6-8 pounds, something like that, a nice fish. And then the second fish was 37-inch striped bass. That's a 20-pound class fish. And I guess it's been really fishy at the Lagoon Mouse, leopard sharks in there, and a few orange mouth. And so, you know, I've said this before, but I think that strong winter we had really blew those lagoons out, and they're little fish factories right now. I can't remember catching striped bass all through the summer in those lagoons before, but hey.
That's cool.
That's shore fishing.
That's so cool. Gundy, always on top of the great surf fishing here in Southern California, and it continues. It's a year-long fishery for us.
It is. It's just constantly evolving, and we got a real special stretch of coast here. I love it.
No doubt. Hey, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire, thanks for that. Talk to you next Sunday.
Hey, Gundy.
Always a pleasure, guys. Always a pleasure.
See you, Gundy. All right. And don't forget that report sponsored by SurfFishTackle.com, where you'll find all the gear that you need to help catch fish at the beach. That's SurfFishTackle.com. And that's not only at the beach like Gundy was talking about for stripers, but, I mean, they've got so much good stuff on that. If you're going down to the East Cape like Carrie was, want to do a little bit of beach fishing down there, everything. Tackle, rods, all the gear. Com. Yep.
Yeah, they got for the East Cape. Yeah, Bill Varney is... an East Cape guy, a Rancho Llanero fan, so he puts a lot of good stuff on there.
You got it. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to continue on and talk to John, so we're going to do just that. How about next up, we talk to Dave, who's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Dave, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Dave.
My question is, do you guys do any night fishing out there? You know, evening bite on a ponga or anything like that?
Yeah, we don't send the boats out at night for safety reasons. Nobody does. But, you know, we do have the kayaks, and people go out in the evening and in the dark and fish out the kayaks.
That's got to be cool.
Yeah, and fish out there. We keep our eye on them, and they have to let us know, of course, and check in and check out. But, yeah, going out in the evening. And you know what bite in particular? The pargo.
Big
night biters. And like you say, we've got squid. We got all the squid you need for bait, and in the evening, you know, you have the advantage of that, of the gut pile where they've been cleaning all the fish. You know, we're sending out 10 boats a day, so you can imagine how much fish there is.
Get some strip of the
chunk bait, and drop down to the bottom, and it's almost guaranteed at night. It's really good at night. But no boats, but we're happy to send you out in a kayak for sure.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls. It has been such a busy morning. Everybody wants to talk to John, get those Maui Jims, and we got an open phone line, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. First chance all show to get through and talk to John. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Everybody. Everyone knows kites and yummy flyers are the hot item, but do you have the right tackle for that big bite? Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica 52-speed reel filled with 130-pound PowerPro Hollow Ace and a Shimano Therese 72 double extra heavy rod. At At Fisherman's Landing Tackle, we have more experience and expertise on fishing for big local bluefin tuna than anyone else. So why take a chance on your fish of a lifetime? Let us set you up with a Shimano rod and reel that will get the job done. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day and now three-quarter-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 Super Pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandNarrow.com. It's unique.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them the bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus $1,000 for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.